looked cheap but well maintained, with tiny garden plots beside each front door. Post-war, of course, he explained to himself. He wandered on, surprised by the number of lace curtains pulsing with the blue light of television sets. In one undraped window, he caught a glimpse of a bald man watching MASH. Then he noticed in the corner of the same window a gray cat eyeing him. Having spent so much time with his wife over the last month in the cramped green Renault they had rented in Paris and in a score of tiny hotel rooms across France and Germany, he was relieved to be alone. Savoring the solitude of the summer evening and its fading northern light, he paid little attention as one street yielded to another until he found himself on the outskirts of the small town. This last street, more of a road, really, wound up a little hill, then veered away from a cemetery that occupied its far slope. Coming over the crown of the hill, dense with trees, Anderson suddenly found himself in the countryside. At the bottom of the hill, more trees obscured the view of what lay beyond. There, the darkness had begun to settle among the roots and the trunks. The man checked his watch. It was getting late. He was about to turn back when he noticed the strange alphabet set into the plaque beside the arched entrance.